Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way together on this pilgrim journey through the season of Lent, a profoundly important time in the church year. And for many of it's no fun. And we start to put the flesh to death this penitential season when we are called forth by the church, by the bishops, by our priests, and together they do it with us, is to really examine our lives in the light of the love of God and the truth that's there, to really bow down, make a decision to humble ourselves. That doesn't mean to think less about ourselves, think badly about ourselves. It's the one thing is to think less about ourselves, stop being preoccupied with all our angst and our concerns and our anxieties and our pleasures and things like that, but just for this time to bow down as we bow down and physically being on our knees, laying prostrate on the ground, just simple ways of expressing it in prayer. We bow down before the King of Kings. I often think of the first chapter of the book of Revelation, where John was on the island of Patmos, and he's in prison for having, on this island, he's in prison for having preached the gospel, and he's praying on the Lord's Day and celebrating it, and the Spirit of God comes upon him, and he's given a vision of Jesus Christ in glory. There's a lot to that, but what he sees by the grace of the Holy Spirit is the glory of Jesus reigning at the right hand of the Father. His eyes are flaming fire, his hair white as wool, all these realities of who he is. And it's so overwhelmed, John falls to the ground as though dead. Friends, that's what happens to human beings when we get even a glimpse, like a real glimpse, we get close to God. Have you ever had a moment like that? Maybe not as stark and as vivid and as kind of overwhelming as John, but where you just tasted by God's grace the glory of God, the holiness of God, the total otherness of God, the power and might of the holy God. It's right, it's just, it's good for us to bow down, to be silent before him, knowing we're loved by God, knowing we're children of God. And there are times where he's got us on his lap, so to speak, as his children, putting us on his knee, embracing us, loving us. And he loves us with a perfect love. But loving him back has different dimensions to it. Paul tells us the Holy Spirit cries, Abba, Father. And like little children, we cry to our Abba. We cry out to him. And we express our love and receive his love. And then there's time when we as creatures fall down before the living God. Because each one of us is a sinner. Each one of us is not worthy to enter the presence of God on our own strength. All of us are battling with the world, the flesh, and the devil. All of us, in different degrees and in different ways, cling to the world in a way that's spiritually unhealthy, seek things in the world that are spiritually unhealthy. And these things harm us much more than we realize. And if we're in the presence of God, we would see it. It would be revealed and it'd be overwhelming. But he comes to us with mercy and reveals himself in ways we can see and understand and believe, and he helps us know that he loves us and that he's there and that he wants us to come into his presence. And friends, one of the ways to do it, especially in this season, is with profound humility, to bow down, to lie prostrate, to confess our sins, to just acknowledge that God is holy, other. And yes, he's our Father, but that's an important, important posture for us to be in. It's that posture, be it done unto me, Lord, according to thy will. I come to do your will, O God. Lord, show me the truth of my mind, heart, will, desire, imagination. Lord, I come to you sinful and broken, and I ask you, Father, to heal my soul, to heal my mind, to renew my mind. I want to belong to you. I want to be a light in the world. Lord, I know there's light, but it's kind of dim in me. I want a brighter light. I want the light that you made me to be. I want to be everything you made me to be. I surrender to you, Father. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. But I confess the weakness of my flesh, my attachments to the world, my pride, my lusts. Father, have mercy on me. And these little disciplines we offer you in this season, increased prayer, fasting, saying no to our flesh, emptying ourselves that we might be more filled with you, alms, giving to the poor. There's lots of poor people in the United States and all around the world. We have lots of opportunities. Lord, we don't want money to be our idol. We don't want food and our own natural strength to be our idol. Lord, I want to cast down my crowns. I want to cast down the idols in my life. And some of them I'm so attached to. I need you to help me detach from them in this season. I want to walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. I want to belong to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Friends, the posture of humility is key in this season. And find some time each day to get to that quiet place and express it. I mean, so our lives are so full, and I'm just thinking of the families I know, you know, with multiple kids and jobs and going in 100 different directions every day, and it's hard, and we can pray coming and going, and we should practice the presence of God wherever we are. But make sure in this season, do something to step out of it, even only if you have just moments each day. Find a Eucharistic chapel, bow down, lay prostrate if you can, be silent, confess your sins to the Lord, open your heart and your ears to the Lord to listen to his word to you, write it down, pay attention, surrender your life to him. He wants to draw closer to you. He wants to draw you closer to him. And what God wants for you is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, a holy fear of God. He wants to give it all to you. That's your inheritance as a child of God that Jesus has won for you. But the Lord wants us to ask, to seek, to knock, to pursue. Another really critical thing, I think, friends, is in this season, not only of the journey in our own lives, but let's remember together to pray for the world, to pray for our cities, to pray for our families, our extended families. And so many in our extended families have left the church. Good things are happening for sure, but lots and lots of families are struggling and people's hearts are broken at how many have left the church, to pray that they come home, to make sacrifices, to intercede, to pray together maybe as a family rosary each day for those in the family who've drifted away to come back in this season, to pray for the end of war, to pray for the immigrants that are in our country that are made in the image and likeness of God and our government can properly handle the care and exercise of the law, and those who are concerned and protesting to do it nonviolently, to do it. And may God give us the grace on every side as Christian people to not only stand for the truths that are really present here, but to love our neighbor. It's so hard to even love our neighbor. Sometimes you want to check the condition of our heart. Do you love somebody on the other side of the political divide? I mean, I was just talking to a wonderful person the other day, wonderful, about my age and getting into an argument with her sibling. And the sibling said, basically, our relationship's over because you've taken this particular political position. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's division. He's a divider. He's a liar. Jesus calls us so radically to love. He says, love those who hate you. That's the craziest thing anybody ever taught, I think, you know. Like, it's so counterintuitive. It seems impossible. It seems foolish. That means to will the good of your enemy. Don't treat your enemy in the way your flesh would like to do it. Be Jesus. He doesn't want division. He wants us to speak the truth in love. He wants us to be kind, patient, forgiving. And we stand in great need of forgiveness, each one of us, in our lives. And we know that at times. But the mercy that we desire for our own life and the forgiveness, we want to extend that to other people. I'm not trying to make a political statement here today. I'm just trying to say, let's go deep, 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 and not let the circumstances around us dictate our emotional posture, our attitudes, what's dominating our mind, how we treat other people. I mean, justice needs to be done. Truth needs to be spoken. All that's true. But everything must be done in love. And the Lord wants us to be transformed. And we ought to be praying not only for ourselves, but for our politicians, for governors, for police, those who exercise responsibility, and whether it's the military, whether it's ICE, whether it's our courts, our politicians, just everybody who's involved, we need prayer. We need God's grace. We need transformation. And so in this season of Lent, let's make sacrifice. There's a lot of sin going on. There's a lot of corruption going on. There's a lot of things happening that's going to bring more hardship on our country and around the world. And what the world needs is the Christian people to be the Christian people, to be deeply united to the Lord in our hearts, to be interceding, fasting, praying, offering sacrifices for peace around the world, for wisdom, for grace, for the church to be united, for the church to be standing with a healthy voice, really imitating Jesus. So friends, this is such an important season. Every day counts, every minute counts. Let's do it together. Let's support each other. Some days are better than others, of course, but let's do it. Let's just welcome all the grace, not only for our own lives, but our family, our friends, our extended families, and those who the Bible calls our neighbor. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.